This is the son of PCJ.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness. You're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico. Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show. The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio. Keith Powell here with you for the next hour. And this is a bit of a special occasion, because today, the 16th of March, we're celebrating the 4th anniversary of Happy Station returning in 2009, which we did in 2009, after it was axed by Radio Nederland in 1995. It amazes me how, in 4 years, things have grown. Now, we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, I want to talk about something else. And that is today, 2013. It's really possible to do this show and to do it as an independent production. Now, what do I mean by that? Back in the early 1990s, while visiting Tom at his home in Hilversum, where he was living at the time, there was a lot of talk at Radio Nederland that eventually Happy Station would be cut. Now, this is just when he retired from Radio Nederland and Pete Myers had taken over. Of course, Tom was proven right, and it did end in 1995. And Tom said to me, you know, there's nothing to stop the show continuing as an independent production. Now, back in 1991, 1992, around that time, it would have been possible, but the logistics would have been a lot more complicated than they are now. We have to go back a little bit. Now, when I started in radio over 20 years ago, there was no such thing as recording a file. If you walked into a studio and said, I want to make this a file, the engineer would just look at you in a very odd way. Back then, the only way to do radio programs was either doing them live or recording them directly to tape. Now, distributing a show on tape is rather expensive, and anybody who's worked for an international broadcaster in the transcription department will agree with that. I mean, you're talking about sending out hundreds of tapes a week around the world. There's the cost of the tape, the postage. So costs do add up. Now, back in those days, and going back even further to the days of Eddie Starts, and even when Happy Station first began in 1928, it's not like you can do a show and then maybe hear it again later, or hear it after it was broadcast. Back in those days, going back to 1928, all the way through the Tom Meyer years, if Happy Station went on the air, you had to listen to it at a certain time, on a certain frequency, or you would miss it. Now, of course, shortwave being what it is, you did have the advantage of, let's say, tuning to a Radio Netherlands frequency targeted to another part of the world, and possibly being able to pick it up. But there always wasn't a guarantee. So it's not like today, where at this very moment, who knows, somewhere in the future, there could be somebody listening at this very moment in the year 2050 or 2525, like the song. Who knows? So once a program goes to air and then it's archived online, it is there to stay. It just goes into cyberspace and remains there for an incredibly long time. So for any people listening right now in the year 2525, hello to you as well. I'd like to know what the world is like. Now, at any point of the program, if you hear me say, send us an email. Well, unless you have a special type of email system that could reach me beyond the grave, don't bother writing. But think about it. This is what you can do these days. Now, as I said, the idea to bring this show back is something that went back a long time. And in 2009, at the beginning of 2009, I thought, let's do a one-off Happy Station special. A one-off Happy Station special, looking back at the old years. We had a lot of interesting items that were on that show, and we're going to listen to some of them again. But before we do, let's kick off with our first piece of music today. And this was the first song that we played on the first edition of Happy Station when it returned in March 2009. It's a recording that was made by Tom Meyer when he was hosting the open house shows of Happy Station. And the open house shows were extraordinary. They would record at Radio Netherlands in front of a live audience. And he always brought along some extremely talented individuals to perform with him on those shows. Artists like Annika Grenlo, a very well-known singer from the Netherlands, who's also very popular in parts of Southeast Asia, Ronnie Tober, Sandra Rummer, and this next bunch of people, unfortunately the only one that I know of, well actually there's two, is Tom Meyer and the late Benny Neumann. Here they are singing "This Could Be the Start of Something Big," beginning today's edition of Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big.
You're lounging at 21 and watching your diet,
diet girl,
declining a sweet dessert, accepting a fig,
fig, fig.
When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gal and guy, and this could be the start of something big.
There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book?
But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
You're up in an aeroplane, or dining at Sardi's,
girl,
or lying at Malibu alone on the
sand.
You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand.
This could be the start of something very big. Why don't you play your part? Please give your heart to me and see.
This could be the start of something wonderful. Why don't you take a chance? Just try romance with me and see.
You're watching the sun come up, or counting your money,
money girl,
or rounds in a dim cafe, or ordering
wine, wine, wine.
And suddenly
there she is. You want to be where she is. And this must be the start of something. This could be the heart of something. This will be the start of something big.
This could be the start of something big, Tom Meyer. And friends, from a Happy Station open house show from the 1970s. Now, for this fourth anniversary, I decided not to do something big and spectacular. Now, there is a reason for that. Because this November is going to be the 85th anniversary of Happy Station as a whole, when it began in 1928. So we are going to do something really big for that. That's the first reason. Second of all, I was thinking, you know, 4 years. That's like when people, you know, make a big deal about their wedding anniversary on the third or fourth year. Fifth year? Yes. First year? Well, yes, of course, because they made it through 1 year without getting divorced. Fifth year, 10th year, 15th, and so on and so on. So this anniversary show is going to be slightly quiet, a little bit quieter than the first anniversary show that we did in 2010. But nevertheless, it will be hopefully enjoyable, and will be enjoyable for me doing it, and will be enjoyable, and you'll also enjoy listening to it. Now, as I said, the first show that we did, we had a number of people on the program. So let's go back into the archives and hear once again, some of those voices.
My dear Happy Station club members, my dear Happy Station fan, I am Siva from India. I started listening to Happy Station way back in 1974, and I started to listen to Happy Station continuously from 1984 onwards till the program came to an end. How many nights I had enjoyed, how many evenings I had enjoyed Happy Station, listening to Tom, listening to the music presented by Tom, and listening to the beautiful letters every one of you have written being read there on Happy Station. My heartfelt greetings to every one of you. I very, very, very much wish that Happy Station comes back. And this is a great idea by Keith for making a tribute broadcast for Happy Station, maybe the first of its kind in the history of radio broadcast. Best wishes to everybody, and may this kind of broadcast multiply, and who knows, Tom Meyer himself may join and give his wonderful voice once again to this kind of broadcast about Happy Station. Bye for now.
Hi, my name is Dave Kolosar, and I live in Washington, D.C., and my brother and I have fond memories of the Happy Station.
Oh gosh, I remember the Happy Station as a toddler. Barely was able to reach the Grundig radio. Went into Rose's room as soon as I heard the jingle, and then the smiles across the miles, and kind of, oh, it was just like a kind of a happy place just to get away from it all, especially my sister, you know, being a high school student. So it was just a really, it was just a really fun show. Also kind of inspired me to deal with internet radio and had fun since.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So the Happy Station is what got us obsessed with radio. So thank you, Happy Station, and looking forward to hearing the new Happy Station.
I think it was Tom Meyer who sent me my first ever QSL card. My grandfather gave me my first shortwave radio about the same time as I was learning to read. One of the first programs I started listening to regularly, in fact, quite possibly the first program I started to listen to regularly, was Happy Station on Radio Netherlands. How can I forget that annoying carillon I had to listen to for what seemed like hours waiting for the program to begin? I can still hear those bells in my head now. Happy Station was the kind of program that was light enough, happy enough, and exotic enough to attract a new generation of listeners to international radio, and probably the last generation to listen regularly on shortwave. That was in the 60s and 70s. Little did I know how big a role shortwave would play in my own life, nor did I know that I'd eventually become a producer at Radio Netherlands in the 90s. Happy Station was still on the air at the time, but the program had gone through a number of changes. Pete Myers was hosting the show when I started producing Newsline at the Hilversum Studios. These days, more often than not, I run into radio journalists who haven't even heard of shortwave. They're usually both amazed and surprised when I tell them about the kinds of programming I listen to every morning on my little Sony portable radio here in Johannesburg, or wherever I travel. These days, it's usually current affairs programs on the BBC and RFE that I listen to, but I know it all started because a man in a jacket and tie was sitting in a studio somewhere in Holland, playing Dutch barrel organ music. Listening to those strange sounds made me want to know more about everything. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, Radio Netherlands. Best of luck to the new Happy Station.
What we heard there, Siva, all the way in India, Dave and his brother, Dave Kolsar, that is, in the U.S. He didn't mention his brother's name. I'm wondering why. And David Smith, who also worked at Radio Netherlands in Johannesburg, South Africa. Now, before that, I mentioned 3 points. Let's now get to 2 more. And I have to correct myself. I said broadcasting to North America. Actually, it's broadcasting to North and South America on 2 times, at 1 hour UTC to 1:55 UTC, to North and South America, and then to North America at 15 hours UTC to 1555 UTC. So we're covering all of the Americas. Now, a few people wrote in saying, what about the listeners who also remember La Estación de la Alegría? Well, ha 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 ha, coming up at a later date, there'll be 2 versions of Happy Station. There'll be the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría. Now, how it's going to work at the beginning. First, the English version of Happy Station will be broadcast once every 2 weeks. So, for example, today, which is March 11th on the East Coast of the United States and parts of South America, which is March the 12th in UTC time. So the first show, of course, is today. The next show will be on March 25th and 26th. And this will continue for a little bit. And the reason why I didn't start up the Spanish version right away is, okay, I speak Spanish. The problem is I haven't spoken Spanish on a daily basis now for more than 10 years. So I forgot all of the words. Many words, and I don't have enough confidence yet to be able to do the both, because if I say, the way I speak Spanish now, it would be just giggles and laughter from the other side, which too much for my confidence, because I laugh enough at myself the way it is. So bear with me before I can get my Spanish up to a level that I feel confident enough to do Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría. Pero, y tiene un mensaje aquí desde, let me pull it up. We have a message here from a listener, actually a few listeners that wrote in from South America. And one of them actually I thought was really nice. But this person, and I can't seem to find it right now. So I will have to look for it later. But anyway, we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's now continue with something that David Smith mentioned. David, do you really think, I kind of suspect that you probably thought I wouldn't do this, but of course I'm going to. Happy Station was known for barrel organ music. Do you really think I would not do a new Happy Station show and leave out the barrel organ music? Well,
I had a friend of mine that located the CD called The Best of Dutch Barrel Organs, and it's a CD that came out in the United States, and it features different barrel organs from around the Netherlands. And he sent me this CD, and I was listening to it, and all of a sudden, as I was cooking dinner that night, I heard something, and I went, this is classic. I'm not even going to introduce the song, because I'm sure in the first 15 seconds, you'll know exactly what it is. So for David Smith, all the way in Johannesburg, South Africa, and for all those who remember the barrel organ music on Happy Station, here's something for all of you. There we go, some Dutch barrel organ music playing, that's right, Michael Jackson's Thriller, going out to David Smith all the way in Johannesburg, South Africa, and for all the other listeners who remember the barrel organ music. Okay, we've been mentioning a few points as we've been going along, but I'm going to keep this one brief only because we only have 55 minutes, and I just realized we're actually through the half mark of the program. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, you can. The email address is very easy to remember. It's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. If you want to write us a letter, and if you do send us, by the way, a snail mail, you will be entered into a lucky draw to win one of two shortwave radios, courtesy of Sanjin Shortwave Radio, but you have to send us a reception report, and in return you will get a QSL card. The address to write to is Happy Station Show, attention Keith Perron, and the address is the following, 8th floor, number 47, that's number 47, Lane 31, that's Lane 31, Section 1, San Min Road. I'll spell San Min for you. That's S-A-N, M like mother, I-N Road, Taipei County, Taiwan, R-O-C, 22070. So if you want to enter the lucky draw to win a shortwave radio, which will announce the winner in the month of June, you must send us a snail mail with a reception report. And the address again is Happy Station, attention Keith Parent, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, San Min Road, Taipei County, Taiwan, ROC, 22070. Now, if you didn't have time to write that down, you can send me an email and I'll send you this address, which is the email, by the way, is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. So I look forward to hearing from you. And by the way, there is a Happy Station Facebook page. So all those who are signed up to Facebook, just do a search for the new Happy Station show and add yourself and come in and upload any pictures that you have of old QSL cards or pictures of yourself. All is welcome. Now, a while ago, I said that I mentioned a couple of Spanish listeners, which unfortunately I didn't have the note in front of me, but they are two messages that came in. One from un buen amigo mío que se llama Manolo de la Rosa. Manolo es un locutor de radio a Radio Habana Cuba y también la presentadora de la emisora español Diexa desde Radio Habana Cuba. Muy felicidad a tú. Y también desde Dino Veloce, la presentadora de una emisora que se llama Frecuencia a la Día. Dino me escribe, damos la bienvenida a la reducción de Happy Station, la estación de la alegría, al mundo de la onda corta. Muchas felicidades. So, thank you to the both of you. And as you can see, my Spanish still needs a little work. Now, we mentioned two shows that are in Spanish, one at Radio Havana, Cuba, and one which also airs on shortwave from Miami. And of course, the DXers were an important part of Happy Station. And we have three now four of a number of people you will remember, kicking off with two men. I'm not even going to introduce them. Let's switch over to Switzerland. Oh, that's a clue. Let's switch over to Switzerland for none other than the two...
Hello, friends. This is Bob Tumman, and next to me is...
Bob Zanotti. Bob, it looks like another special here for the two Bobs. this is a big day. In this day and age of shortwave stations and programs going off the air, we are very, very happy to celebrate the resurrection of one of the greatest shortwave programs of all time, the Happy Station program. I remember it used to be part of my Sunday. I tried to catch it whenever I could. But Bob, your memory goes back even longer than mine. Your memory goes back to Eddie Starts.
That's right, yes. And right after him, it was Tom Myers who came on. And I had the pleasure to meeting Tom at the Swedish DX Alliansen in Hultsfred way back in 1973.
Boy, that'll jog his memory.
Yeah.
Well, I never had the pleasure of meeting Tom Meyer, but I felt listening to him on the air that I did know him. This was perhaps the most important aspect of the Happy Station. You felt like family. I was, first of all, very impressed. Tom, I was extremely impressed by your linguistics. First of all, you're absolutely impeccable, perfect English. And then I believe you did a lot of Spanish, and you could handle yourself in different languages. I was very, very impressed by that. And also, you felt when you listened to Tom and you listened to the Happy Station that it really fulfilled its promise. You felt happy. You felt as though you were family. This was a Sunday get-together, and we are all very happy that it's come back.
But it is not under the guidance of Tom Myers, I understand.
No, Keith Perrin will be doing it now, and we wish Keith all the very, very best of luck. And I'm sure that Tom Myers, Bob, let's face it, we're all retired from broadcasting, but you're never really retired. I'm sure that Tom will have a word to say or be there in the background giving a little bit of coaching wherever required or necessary or asked. And all we can say is, welcome back, Happy Station. Keith, all the best to you. Tom, even though we never met, all the best to you from us, the two Bobs.
A special 73 to you. You remember the days up in Hultsfred there with Arne School? Those were the days.
Bob, time to sign off.
Okay, so wishing the resurrection of the Happy Station all the best. Good luck and 73s from the two of us here, yours truly Bob Thoman and
Bob Zanotti,
saying goodbye.
Good DXing.
And again, 73s.
DX Party Line, a program devoted to DXing, helping you enjoy this wonderful hobby even more.
Hello from Quito, Ecuador, and HCJB, the voice of the Andes. Greetings to you, my DX friend, listening to the Happy Station today on this very, very special broadcast. And Tom, a hearty thank you for your commitment to the shortwave listening hobby and to your listeners for so many years. Thanks to you and your predecessor, Edward Starts, for using the best of what radio has to offer, connecting people, connecting cultures, sharing peace, cheer, and joy. Tom, we appreciate you for all that you have brought to shortwave as a radio professional and to many of us as listeners. A hearty embrace from the middle of the world, Quito, Ecuador. Saludos desde Quito, Ecuador y HCJB en la voz de los Andes. Un saludo muy especial para ti, mi amigo, amiga DXista, escuchando esta transmisión histórica de la Estación de Alegría. Y Tomás, un agradecimiento tremendo para ti por tu compromiso al paso tiempo de escuchar la onda corta, y también a tus oyentes por muchos años. Gracias a ti y a Edward Starts, tu predecesor, por usar lo mejor de lo que la radio ofrece, unir a la gente, unir las culturas, compartir paz, alegría y gozo. Tomás, apreciamos todo lo que trajiste a la onda corta como un profesional de radio y a muchos de nosotros como oyentes. Un abrazo cálido desde la mitad del mundo, Quito, Ecuador.
Congratulations on the return of the Happy Station Show, and let us say, welcome back. Our club, Japan Shortwave Club, or JSWC, is 57 years old this year, so many members still remember the Happy Station Show program broadcast from Radio Netherlands. Our editor, Mr. Toshio Take, met Mr. Edward Starts in Tokyo when he visited Radio Japan as a part of his tour around the world in 1956 or 57. During the meeting, he taped his conversations with Mr. Otake and aired a recording in his program when he returned home. Mr. Otake remembers that Mr. Starts carried his famous coffee cup all the way down to Tokyo and tapped at the edge of the cup to give that unique sound, which was a tradition of his show.
I am Horacio Nigro in Montevideo, Uruguay. I remember the Happy Station show, La Estación de la Alegría, as one of the most interesting programs in the short waves. I became a DXer in 1973. I enjoyed the show every Sunday, as well as I enjoyed to listen to foreign and distant stations. Every Sunday, Tom provided us with a multiple set of different music and melodies from the Netherlands and the world, and also friendship and good humor and nice conversation. Tom was and is a very good Spanish speaker. Greetings for him from Uruguay, and the best luck to this new Happy Station show program via the internet.
And there we go, a clip from the very first show that we did in 2009 on March 12th at 15 hours UTC, and we had those lovely messages that were sent in by all those people. So it's amazing. Like I said, you can just go back and, you know, listen to stuff again, unlike you could have done a long time ago. I should mention, by the way, if you do want to hear that first show in full, it is available at our website. Just go to www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And it is now available on the homepage of our website. So do go and check it out. Time now for music. And I decided to play a song by yours truly, Moi. This was recorded a few years back in Japan with the NHK Orchestra. It is Talk to the Animals.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting to a chimp in chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah, what a neat achievement it would be. If I could talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse, yes, in fluent kangaroo. If people asked me, can I speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course it is. But can you? If I conferred with our furry friends, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they would squeak and squawk and grunt and speak to me. If I spoke slang to orangutans, the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see. Discussing Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say, what autobus? And I would. If I could parlay with podridums, it's a fairy tale worthy of Hans Andersen and Grimm. A man who walks with the animals, talks with the animals, grunts and squeaks and squawks with the animals, and they would squeak and squawk and talk to me. I don't know about you, but I think this would be the perfect time to have the animals themselves sing the remainder of the song. All right, guys, are you ready? Take it away. It's over to you.
And that was yours truly with Talk to the Animals from the musical Dr. Doolittle. You're listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. You can always write us hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And today's program, we're going back to the very first show that we did on March 12th, 2009. Now, there were, of course, some things that have changed since that first show. First, back then, there were one show every 2 weeks. Well, it eventually became a weekly program. And then, all of a sudden, we started getting some requests from other stations around the world wanting to run it. One of the first stations to make this request was World FM, all the way in Tawa, New Zealand. So, Chris, thank you very much for adding us to your schedule way back then. I don't remember what month it was. I think it was maybe May or June that the first edition of Happy Station went out on World FM. And then other stations came along. Currently, this program is heard on 36 different AM and FM stations in roughly 26 countries. There is also an edition of Happy Station that, well, you're listening right now, but you're listening actually 5 weeks later. And I'll tell you what all that is about. There's one station that we have in Kenya that started running the show about 2.5 years ago. Now, they do have internet, so yes, they could go to our FTP and download the program and broadcast it. The only problem is, it takes forever. Like the song, if it takes forever, I will wait for you. But I'm not going to wait that long. When they first tried it, it was taking up to 6, sometimes 7 hours to download one edition of the program. That was until we found an alternate solution. So, usually at the beginning of every month, I record onto cassette tape. Yes, cassette tape. C, 120 tapes. So there's two shows on one tape. The tapes are then packed up, brought to the post office, and sent to Hong Kong. They're sent to the United Nations office in Hong Kong, which then in turn puts them through the diplomatic bag, sends them to South Africa, and then sends them up to Kenya. A man then drives on his bicycle, picks them up from the post office in Nairobi, then delivers them to the radio station. Now you're saying to yourself, well, wait a second, why not put it on CD? Well, there is another reason for that. The station does have CD players, but unfortunately, because of their lack of electricity, sometimes the only electronic device that they can actually make work in the studio is an old cassette player, an old Philips one from like 30 years ago. So that's how we send it to them. So they get shows 5 weeks behind the one that you're hearing right now. And the guy on the ground who we know, who put me in touch with the station, also helped to get the tape sent off to them, sent me a picture, which is very unusual, because if you search in Google pictures of people listening to radio in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, you always see like the whole family sitting around a radio. Now, of course, in the United States, Canada, Europe, and many other countries, people just don't do that anymore. But there are many parts of the world that, well, that's actually how people listen. You can have a village, and in the village of maybe 100 people, they only have a small handful of radios. So people kind of gather and sit around and listen that way. Quite interesting, actually. Really is quite interesting. Anyway, we're now going to have a little bit more music. It's Tom Meyer and Fabulous Places here on your program, Happy Station.
There are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri. There are so many fabulous faraway places, mountains and jungles and desert oases. Sit down in your chair, folks, and I'll take you there, folks. Just follow me. For there are so many fabulous faraway places to see. Why should Spain and Tahiti and Rio just be only names to you and me? I feel certain there's people you'd be glad to know there. So switch on your radio set and we'll go there. Go to those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Bangkok and Hong Kong and Paris and Venice, Tokyo, Cairo, Lisbon and London. Fabulous faraway places you're longing to see. Even if you just want to spend one single day there, it's possible in your own home, simply stay there. I'll show you those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Siam, Siena, Vienna, Verona, Java, Jamaica, Bombay, Barcelona. Show you those fabulous places you're longing to see.
Tom Meyer and Fabulous Places here on Happy Station. Now, on that very first show, of course we had to have Tom Meyer on. It wouldn't have been a fitting way to come back without having him here. So what we did is we sent him the clips of everybody who appeared on the show, and he recorded a little message for them. And then he then had a message for me. And this is what he said.
Hello, folks. This is Tom again. Now, Keith, it's about time that I addressed you personally. You said, for the past few weeks now, I've been thinking about what to say. What luxury, my friend. In my days, I only had a week to think about the 4 shows I'd have to do a week later. 4? Yes, indeed, 4 shows. 1 English recorded, 1 Spanish recorded, one bilingual medium wave show for the Americas, also recorded. And then, of course, the weekly live English show for Europe. Because I always maintained, and I still maintain, that radio is only radio if it's live radio. Tearing up your scripts, as you said, and talking to your audience from the cuff, I think you called it talking from the heart, is something that I really strongly recommend. Your audience is very intelligent, Keith, and immediately can tell when you're reading and speaking at the same time. In other words, when you're reading a script. Yes, I do remember sitting out in my garden in Hilversum with you, but I doubt very much that we were having coffee, Keith, depending on the time of the day, of course. That's right. In your account of that conversation in my garden, something you said may have puzzled some of the listeners today, namely when you said, if the show gets cancelled. At that time, I think it was 1993, just after I had left, there was no talk of cancelling the Happy Station show. Not officially, that is. But having been with Radio Netherlands for almost 25 years, at the time I could see the writing on the wall. And that, indeed, is exactly the reason I did go. Unfortunately, I was proven right only a few years later. You said that reviving the Happy Station has been in the back of your head for more than 15 years. Well, your audience of today will be thankful that it finally moved to the front of your head. I heard you say, I'm not going to be Tom Meyer because I'm not Tom Meyer. Well, thank heavens for that, Keith. The world couldn't possibly cope with two such idiots. You expressed hopes of having me on your show now and then. Well, boy, you'll be sorry you ever said that on the air. One day you may call me the boomerang. He simply keeps coming back. Keith, it's a good thing I wasn't on live TV when I heard all the flattering comments about me on the show today. The screen would have turned bright red from all the blushing. Although, at the same time, it reminded me of a kind of eulogy. And so I thought, wait a minute. I haven't died without realizing it, have I? Especially since the word resurrection was mentioned several times. Well, anyway, thank you, Keith. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for the avalanche of kind words that will air today, and good luck to you and the new Happy Station. More power to you. Oh, by the way, one last thing. I really hope to hear your impression of me that your father recorded 25 years ago. Okay, Keith, good luck, and I'll try to stay tuned. So long, and God bless.
Seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll see you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Here at Small Cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, chestnut tree, wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day. Everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I will find you in the morning light, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at that moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you.
Tom Meyer with the old standard, I'll Be Seeing You. Since 2009, a number of people have written in saying that Tom and I should do a duet together. Now, I haven't brought up the subject with Tom yet, but if that is something that you would like to hear, email me right now and we'll see what we can do. All right? The email address, of course, is hs@pcjmedia.com. Some of the changes that have happened from that very first show right until now, if you go back into the archives and listen to them, they didn't sound that great from a technical standpoint. Number one, they were not recorded in stereo. They were recorded in monophonic. And we were in a very noisy studio, so there was a lot of echo. So that has also been a big technical improvement. The other thing, starting now with our fourth anniversary, and I mentioned this a few weeks ago, is the show is now going to be a little bit longer. Those who listen on a regular basis know that we have done some two-hour specials and three-hour specials and four-hour specials. But some people are saying, and some of the partner stations that run the show saying, you know, we don't have any news bulletins on the hour, so it'd be nice if you could make it a little bit longer so we don't have to run 5 minutes of promos. So that's what we're going to do today. Today is the first edition of their program, Happy Station, that is longer than normal. And I think it is a wonderful day for that. It is a wonderful day. A bad segue into a song, isn't it? Well, here's yours truly again with the NHK Big Band on a wonderful day like today.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to pop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I adore everybody. So come and dine, the pleasure is mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today. Like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I adore everybody. To come and dine, the pleasure's gonna be mine. I'm gonna pay the bill, wee wee, ha ha. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today.
On a wonderful day like today, yours truly. Guess what? We are now officially out of time as the clock ticks by, tickety-tock, tickety-tock. If a clock does that noise, well, there's something wrong with the clock. You can always reach us, hs@pcjmedia.com. And, of course, visit our website, the website for PCJ Radio, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And on the front page, you'll find a link for the very first show that we did in March 2009. So, on behalf of everyone that helps put this program together, which means you, the listener, that's right, every single person out there. This is Keith Pallon wishing you well, hoping that you can join us again very soon. So as I always end, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.